Mexican government extradites 26 top Sinaloa. Jalisco cartel operators to U.S. by Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 12, 2025. Mexico's government has once again sent over two dozen high-level cartel operators to the U.S. in an attempt to show cooperation with the Trump administration. The move comes just days after U.S. President Donald J. Trump threatened Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum with tariffs as a result of her country not having done enough to fight cartels. On Tuesday afternoon, Mexico's federal government confirmed that 26 top drug trafficking suspects were delivered to U.S. law enforcement officials to face trial. Mexico's top security official, Omar Garcia Harfuch, claimed that the removal of the drug suspects was based on Mexico's national security law and that the U.S. Department of Justice had agreed not to seek the death penalty in their cases. El Diada Hoy, El Ecab Segredadnx, and Coordination Bilateral y Con Pleno Respeto a Nuestra Soberania. Traslado a Estados Unidos a 26 personas vinculadas a organizaciones criminales que representaban un riesgo para la seguridad de México. La acción se realizó en estricto apego a Omar H. García Harfuch, at O. Harfuch, August 12, 2025. U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Ronald Johnson took to social media to thank Sheinbaum for strengthening the partnership with Trump in fighting what he called a common enemy. Johnson confirmed that the suspects were all key figures with the Sinaloa cartel and Cartel Jalisco New Generation. I am deeply grateful to President Claudia Sheinbaum for her leadership in strengthening the partnership with the POTUS at Real Donald Trump in the United States against our common enemies and for mutual benefit of our citizens. This transfer is yet another example of what is possible when. Embajador Ronald Johnson, at USAMMEX, August 12, 2025. While a complete list of names has not been released, Mexican officials have confirmed that the suspects include Abigail Gonzalez Valencia, the founder of CJNG's financial wing, Los Queenies, and brother-in-law of CJNG Supreme Leader, Ruben Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera Cervantes, Juan Carlos El Chavo Felix, a son-in-law of Sinaloa cartel boss Ishmael El Mayo Zambada. The prisoner transfer is the second of its kind since President Donald Trump took office in January. In February, Mexico's government carried out a similar operation where they sent 29 prisoners, including 28 top cartel bosses and one murder suspect, Breitbart Texas reported. The prisoner transfer came after Trump had once again threatened Mexico with tariffs for not having done enough to fight cartels. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.